Ende der Reihe. How are you gonna enjoy Shabbos if you don't finish your chayim? So we explained until now. Again, we're on the same page. The Rambam, the question that Rav Chaim is focusing on in Rambam is why does the Rambam explain that the reason why we can terminate the fetus in the event that the fetus is threatening the mother's life while it is still inside the mother. The reason that we can do that, the Rambam writes, because the fetus is a roidev. Right? And one question is that seems to be a superfluous reasoning, because the Mishnah says, so why does the Rambam not accept the Mishnah's approach of Chayeho Koyman? The pashtus of Chayeho Koyman is that her life is a more worthy life at this point than the fetus's life. It's a more sure life. It is life. Fetus is not your life. Or to say that the fetus is an uber yerachimoy, and the uber is not an independent life yet. So that would be, however, the Rambam, for some reason, does not quote that language and instead quotes kiroidev. The problem that we have in understanding the Rambam, in addition to being seemingly superfluous, is that the Rambam seems to go against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the baby's not a roidev, mishamai karajva. And next question is that then the Rambam seems to be inconsistent, because in the situation where the baby is already born and still threatens the mother's life in the second stage of delivery, so the Rambam says, quotes as the Mishnah says, that in that case, Sheval Tasa, Ein Doichin, stand back, can't do anything. Why? Because Ein Doichin Nefesh, when they Nefesh. Vizeo Tiv Oishel Oilam. And apparently, Tivoy Shel Olam, we are assuming, is the same thing as Mishamai Karadfa. And we understand, then the Rambam becomes difficult to understand if you hold, as our Gemara seems to say, this is not a parsha of Roidev. Take it out of the sugyas of Roidev. Mishamai Karadfa. All right, so then it's a question of, is the fetus achai in the same status as the mother is achai? Right. However, and then the Gemara is saying telling us that there's a certain point in the breathing process where the fetus becomes a chai gomer. Good. However, since the Rambam says no, it's part of the parsha of Roidev. It belongs at the end of Perik Aleph Hilchas Ritzicha. It's not in the sugya of. It's not part of the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh. It's part of the sugya of Roidev. So then we don't understand how Rambam learns our Gemara, but more concerning to us is we don't understand why the fetus becomes less of a roidev when the fetus is born already. Right? That is the kasha that Reb Chaim focuses on. Reb Chaim's approach is that when we explain the din of roidev, so Reb Chaim says there are two ways in which we could formulate the din of roidev. One is it is an extension of pikuach nefesh ol kol ha'tera kula, and the other is that it's a new din of pikuach nefesh doicha. Hezra advarim, that the din of, there is an overarching din in Kol Torah Kul called Pikuach Nefesh. That's the din of Leisam L'dam Reyecha. That's the din of Vashei Voisa. And the din of Leisam L'dam Reyecha, the din of Vashei Voisa, the din of maintaining another person's life, goes as far as whatever I need to do, as much money as it may take. kol hoinoi, in order not to violate Zaman Ariyach, but I do not have to give up my life. Svara, my chazi the sumut amidomai. Pasuk, that the pasuk would be that because nefesh is only doicha, because that nafshi is nidches only for tzicha, aveda zara, and gidei royas, but not for any of the mitzvah. Good, kacha din. So the din of roidev could be seen as an extension of pikuach nefesh, doicha kol ha-tera kula. Right? What do you mean an extension? Normally we say that pikuach nefesh makes it up to the point of kol hoinoi, but not taking somebody else out. If it's pikuach nefesh because of a roidev, goes the next step. It even means taking out somebody's life. Hezra dover, because the Rambam says that the din of roidev has a source of lechoches eincha olav. Don't have rachmanis on him. Don't have rachmanis on him. What does that mean? It means don't hold yourself back. It would be appropriate to hold yourself back. Lav, don't hold yourself back. It would be appropriate for me to say, kol hoinai, all my wealth, the efele samit, but ein doichin nefesh min nefesh, comes leisochais to teach you. In this case, the rachmonos that would be in place is not in place over here. And we take out the roidev. All right? Hezra adover, that leisochais teaches me, I'm just saying it a little bit different way, that the roidev loses his chus. He is his chus of being alive. He is his chus of saying that his life is more important than me being over alive. But he's a roidev, he loses that chus. Or is the pshat leisochais ein cholav, that it's not the pikuach nefesh kol terakul, it's a new din. Pikuach nefesh kol terakul tells you kol hoinai. He can't do anything more than all your wealth lay samoy. Ein doichin nefesh b'nei nefesh. The din of roidev is doichin nafshei shel roidev nitam nafshei shel nirdev. A new din. Normally we say you can't be doichin nefesh b'nei nefesh. In this case, we're doichin nefesh b'nei nefesh. Right? Again, Reb Chaim does not say it in the following way, but if you want a good mnemonic device, which may be Korv Lemes, would be whether the din of Roidev is the loss of the zchus of the Roidev or the enhanced zchus of the Nirdav. Are we saying that Pikuach Nefesh, this is Pikuach Nefesh and Kol Terakula, but the Roidev doesn't have the zchus of every other Chai? Normally, Pikuach Nefesh is capped off by Ein Doichen Nefesh, but they Nefesh. Roidev tells you, Roidev, his nefesh dropped down. Precedent for that. We have precedent, the mumer, Bismana Gemara, right? A mumer is, a person was Ein Bari Ridin, Vein Malin. A person could be a kind of a Rasha, that we would say we don't move against him, but certain kinds of Sifra Rasha, we don't have to save them. So you see that a person can drop down in there in the way that the Torah evaluates their zechuyos as a nefesh, as a chai, as a telling of the it can happen. Person can do that. So we're saying, all right, Dave, the halachas of pikuach nefesh called Torah kula say, this is not, normally we say, kol hoinei is the cap, leisochos eincha tells you in this case, a little bit higher cap. Or do we say it's the zchus of the nirdaf? That again, the Rochai doesn't say it this way, but it's an easy way to remember it. What's the zchus of the nirdaf? There's a new. Normally we say lesamad ariyecha. Normally we say vashiv oisalei. In this case, we say the Torah is mechanish adin leisochis. Right? Don't hold yourself back from saving this person. Right? This person deserves hatsola more than anybody else. Normally the hatsola of this person will be capped off by kol hoinai. In this case, because it's a nirdav, we are told mutter son is chayiv lesoch to go more. Right? So that's Rav Chaim's chakira. Rav Chaim says, tzvichim lagid, you have to say You have to say the second approach. Why? Because we have two new limudim. Limud number one is the posuk by Ben Noach. Reb Chaim says that Ben Noach does not have the usual din of pikuach nefesh. So memela, if there is a din of roidef in by Ben Noach, which seems to be the case because the posuk and ayin bezim and base is a posuk from Ben Noach. So memela, it must be some new din. It can't be an enhanced pikuach nefesh because there's no pikuach nefesh to enhance. Chazanish in his Oris, he has kashas on this Reb Chaim, all over the place. You'll have to have a look at it. However, I don't know, the questions of the Chazanish are not defeating questions. In halacha, you have questions that are mephoric, take away, b'maskim, and questions that are kashas. So in this case, it's not a question that's mephoric because Reb Chaim gave another raya, and the Chazanish says no Oris in that raya. Right. So tzorachi, you have to figure out exactly how to be miyashiv tzachanish's kash. They're not defeating it. Why? Because Reb Chaim the second raya, and the second raya is that we learn the din of roidev from the din of matzilin esnavshe shol roidev. If he's going to ma'anes a woman, there's no pikuach nefesh there. It's a terrible thing. A woman's going to be raped, and the halacha is you're allowed to kill the rapist in order to prevent the woman from being raped. All right. So it's a din where the Torah is teaching us this is mamash on the level of pikuach nefesh, but it's not pikuach nefesh, and that's the source for which we learn the din of roidev. So it's not an enhanced pikuach nefesh; it has to be a new din. Good. So now the Reb Chaim says, and you know where you're going to see this new din play itself out. You're going to see it in the case of Uber. Why? Because the Uber has the full rights of a Chai. How do I know that? Because the Uber, when I said the full rights of a Chai, that means that we will apply the Aloch of Pikuach Nefesh in Uber. We will apply Leisamar Odam Reyecho to an Uber. We will be Mechalul Shabbos for an Uber. We will say, I have an obligation to save the Uber's life, even if it means violating any halacha, except for pikuach nefesh, right? So I see that the Uber has the full rights of a chai. And nevertheless, our sugya says that the pikuach nefesh of the mother is deiche the pikuach nefesh of the Uber, right? Vimbonu Latzil nefesh ben nafshe shel uber echad have a roidev have a dina de ein matzilin. Right, so that's what the Reb Chaim says. Once I understand that, then in the context of the leisachos of roidev, the uber has the in the context of pikuach nefesh, the uber has the full rights of the mother. So I shouldn't really say and I shouldn't say chayav koydman when it comes to Shabbos with deiche Shabbos pikuach nevesh of the Uber has equal status lagabe chil Shabbos b'chayvem applies. So I can't simply say that if I say Reb Chaim would argue if I say that the din of roidev is an extension of pikuach nevesh and kol haTorah kula, then I would say you can't terminate the Uber's life to save the mother, because Roidev is an extension of Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh, and the Uber has the same rights of Pikuach Nefesh as the mother has, and therefore I shouldn't terminate the baby. Elamai, but the halacha is I do terminate the baby. Only way you can terminate the baby is because the baby's a roidev, and when it comes to roidev, so we have a new din, a new parsha leisachos. Not pikuach nefesh kol teru kula. Reb Chaim says it must be. Hold on, it must be that there's some. This is a classic tzvei dinim. There's the two halachos of pikuach nefesh. This is pikuach nefesh kol teru kula, pikuach nefesh a roidev. If I would apply the rules of pikuach nefesh kol teru kula, I should not come to this result that we are going to kill the Uber for saving the mother. So it must be Muchrach, that there's another din. What's the new din? The din of Leisachos. It must be Leisachos is not simply saying that we apply, we extend Pikuach Nefesh Kol Terah Kula. It must be that there's another din. You're right. And the new din is that Pikuach Nefesh, the new din is that Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. However, Doichin Nafshoi Shel Roidev Mitam Nafshoi Shein Nirdav. The din of Roidev is that the Nirdav picks up Nuzchuyos. Nuzchuyos, that the life of the Nirdav takes precedence over the life of the Roidev. That's the new din. Says Rav Chaim, that's what the Mishnah says. What does that mean? When it comes to Shabbos, Rav Chaim would argue, I'm not sure if you tell Lech Lamais this way, Rav Chaim would argue, they both have the same Zechus Lagavi Shabbos. They have the same Zechus Lagavi Kol Terah Kula. You know what Chayel Kovim L'Chayim means? He's a Roidev. Because that's Pshat and Roidev. Pshat and Roidev is Doichin Nafshe Shal Nirnav. If you remember my mnemonic device, if you don't remember, it wasn't a good enough advice. But you remember that is Roidev, that is Leisachos. Is Leisachos telling us that the Roidev loses Chuyos, or is Leisachos teaching us that the Nirav picks up Chuyos? So the Mishnah says, so the way to say it is Leisachos teaching me that normally we say, Ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Doichin nefesh mipnei Shabbos. Doichin nefesh mipnei Yom Kippur. Doichin nefesh mipnei kol haTorah kula, but not mipnei ritzichus shel nefesh acher. Right? Comes right if and says, doichin nefesh mipnei the nefesh of the Roidev. Right? In other words, so you could say that the din of Roidev is that the Nirnav, the Roidev, loses a schus. You could say the Nirnav picks up schus. So the language of the Mishnah is Shechayel Koidman. I'm not saying it's Mukhrach, I'm saying the Raya Brewery, obviously, but the language sounds like Chayel Koidman. She picked up a schus. That's Leisachos saying that the Nirdav picks up greater schuyas. That's the second formulation of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim says, that's what the Rambam is teaching me. The Rambam is saying, what the Mishnah meant is, Chayel Koidman, that's another code word for Roidev. So the Mishnah is saying, the baby is a Roidev, Memele Chayel Koidman. Memele, she picks up schuyas. That's the new din of Deichen Nafshah of Nafshe Shel Nirdav Doichin Nafshe Shel Roidev. Right? Now Rav Chaim says, however, you'll ask me, so now what have I shown, Rav Chaim said? So Rav Chaim says, now you've understood that the Rambam is just being magir the din better for us, in a way that we understand it, that you can put it into context. Good. Now you understand why we need to have a new makor for the din of Roidev. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with saying that it's a din of Leisano Damriyecha, an enhanced din of Leisano Damriyecha? Rav Chaim would say because for an Uber, we would not be able to say that we terminate the Uber. If it was just a question of an enhanced din Pikuach Nefesh, because both have their rights for Pikuach Nefesh. Rav Chaim would not like the idea that, well, the Uber has less of a Pikuach Nefesh right. No, once the Torah says they both have Pikuach Nefesh right, then they're both Chaim for the Pasuk of Chaibahim. You have one Pasuk of a Chaibahim. Right? So you have to have a Makoris if you're going to start saying, well, V'chaibahim is applied dimly. No, there's one V'chaibahim. That tells you that there's one din of Pikuach Nefesh Doichin Kol Terah Kula. So if I'm going to be Doichin Yom Kippur for the mother and for the Uber, they're the same in the same field, right? So Leisachos, Rav Chaim says, this is where I don't know if it's Mukhrach. So Leisachos cannot change v'chayva. However, if I have another din that I've learned from what's the pasuk? Nefesh ha'odom ba'odom domi shofeich, right? A din that I learned from a Mashiach. So here, the Torah teaches me that what I learned from those halachis is doichen that mishum hatsalasi shel nirdav, whether it's being matzal her from being raped or being matzal her from death, doichen nefesh shel roidei. That's what I learned. All right. So now, where does that add on some? Where's the added value, so to speak, of this new din? By Uber. Because Uber has the same Bikoch Nefesh, right? The same Machayim rights. Good. Now, Rabbi Chaim's, he'll ask me a Zinger Vakasha. And that is that what will I do with the second din? Right? What will I do? Once we've done such a good job of explaining. I've explained the din, so why don't we say the same thing with respect to the second din of the Rambam, the second din of the Mishnah, right? Why don't we say that if the baby is already in the process of being born, right? So why don't we say once again, we can terminate the newborn in order to save the mother. If we can terminate the Uber, why can't we terminate the newborn? If we're going to say the din of Leisochis is that save the life of the mother, save the life of the Nirdif. So if you're going to tell me that it's not a Raidif, new din. But you're telling me, Rav Chaim says, no, this is Pasha, the Pasha of Raidif. Against the Pashas of the Sugya, Mishamayim Karadva. Good. If the Pasha of Raidev, the Uber is a Raidev. If the Uber is a Raidev, the new one's a Raidev. El Fi Zegam Etzin Mishnah Seinu Tzarechiyan. In other words, the Chaim says that the two parts of the Mishnah. One is the preamble, and one's the Isai. The preamble is an Uber we would terminate. But Mishayotzer Raishay, an Uber we would not terminate. The Meyacher, the Mishmaya Karadva, V'lehavi Raidev Kalal. That the Gemara says, Mishmai Karav, not a Raidev. Vashem Mishum Zeh, V'yotzer Roshay Noigin Boy. V'lo Yemina Shetidoche Nafshay Bishvil Nefesh O'eim. Mishum Lehavi Raidev Kalal. You don't say this. Vim Kain, Amai, B'lo Yotzer Roshay, Horganoise Mishum Dinatolat and Nirdav. Came in the Ein Din Raidev Kalal, V'tzerchiyah. Vashem Yerim Muchav. That's the Rav Chaim's kasha on himself. Vashayira muchruch mazeh. So what's the muchruch then? The ve'emes afalgam nishmai karadfalei mikol mokum leipoka me'uber etzem din reidef b'shvil zeh. Rav Chaim says not pshat is not mishmai. Rambam would say mishmai karadfalei does not mean it's not a reidef. Right? I would support Rav Chaim by saying that when the Rambam translated Mishmai Karadfalei, he said Tivei Shalayla. Right? He didn't say he's not a writer. So Reb Chaim says Mishmai Karadfalei is a metaphor.
Not a
writer,
or it's not a writer?
One second. The shame writer is not Paka.
So it is a writer.
Yeah, he's not a writer. Good. So he's good. So the Shayir Muchrach Mazeh. And it would seem intuitive to say that therefore this newborn is not a roidev. Perhaps that's not pshat. Mishmaya karadfilei, he's still a roidev. It's not telling me he's not a roidev. It's telling me he's still a roidev, but I'm telling something else. Right? Mikol mokoim, leipoka me uber etzim din roidev, bishvil zeh. V'din Raidev Bey, right? We got it, Zach? V'din Raidev Bey. He's a Raidev. Elam, And because he's a roidev, we should say, Leisachos eincha dana rachmanas, save the mother, deichen nafshay shel eim, mishum nafshay shel roidev. Elo de be'emez, nehi de ikur din roidev, huat sol losa shel nirdav. Chaim said, opened up the very first thing he said in the piece, is that the din of roidev is hatzolam, is the din of saving. In other words, it's not the din of punishing the roidev. It's not the din of stopping the roidev in avera per se. It's the din of hatzolas nafshoi, shel nirdav. That's the etzem din. That's the driving force. That's the best way to be magdir. Elo devemzid ikur din roidev hatzolas shel nirdav, as we've been saying. Doichin nafshoi shel roidev mishum nad shel nirdav. Or better yet, nafshoi shel nirdav doichin nafshoi shel roidev mikol mokim. Right? Mikol mokim. Mikol mokim. Hod eloi dainin alei hach dein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Okay? Again. And fallen negatives. Mikol Mokai. They were saying the Uber's a Raidev. Uber's a Raidev means the mother's a Nirdev. That means we should say that Navshe shall Nirdev, Doichin Navshe shall Raidev. That should be the din. That's the din, the new din of Leisachis. Mikol Mokai. Ha, the Loi Dainin Alei Hach, the Ein, Doichin Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh, Havadai Davi Din. Right. Since we don't apply the din of ein deichen nefesh mipnei nefesh before the uber is born, it must be that the uber is classified as a roidev. Asher al kein lo zeu hu de mehenya ha de mishmaya kuradfala lavkia mine chiyub ze. So the mishmaya kuradfa is what removes, is what changes the din of doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, and tells us in this case ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Normally, when we have a roidev, we say ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, right? Normally we say that sola of a person will not allow us to be doichin the life of another person. A person cannot endanger himself to save somebody else's life, but derech klal, right? It's one of the big kashas of war, but that's one of the big rayas that war is a different parasha. It doesn't work with the same rules of pikuach nefesh. Right? And when it comes to war, I forget who wrote this tshuva. That, I think, refers to maybe this. Was that? That a soldier is machnes atzmai le sofek pikuach nefesh to save somebody else. Right? That's a different parasha. But in the regular parasha, non-war, non-melchoma parashas, so ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh, a person cannot endanger his life to save somebody else's life. All right. Now, when it comes to the mother and the baby, mikol mokim ha asher al kein lezeh d'mahanya hu d'mishmai kurban filo lavkia minei chiyuv ze umemela de daininan bei. Once the baby is born, so then the rule of Mishmaya Kuradfale takes away the din of Roidev on the baby. The baby is a Roidev. The baby is practically a Roidev in practice. However, because of Mishmaya Kuradfale, the baby's been a Roidev, right? The Uber, the baby in the mother's stomach, the baby was a roidev. And if we applied the rule, deichin nafshei shol nirdav, or matzilin nafshei shol nirdav, the nafshi shel roidev. What gave us the right? Not pikuach nefesh and kol Torah kula, but the special nevi sachis. Now, once the baby is born, so the Gemara says, because of Mishamai Karanfim, so the din of this roidev is going to be different. Hezra dvarim. According to Reb Chaim, roidev is a code word for doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. It's a code word for, in this particular case, we do kill A to save B. In kol haTorah kula ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Parsha roidev is doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. That's the code word. That's leisachis. Okay. When the uber is inside the mother, we apply the rule of doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Once the baby is born, then because of mishamai karadfilei, we don't apply the rule of doichin nafshe shel nirdav oto nafshe shel roidev. The baby is a roidev. It was a roidev 2 minutes ago. Still a roidev. Mishamai karadfe is saying the rabbonu shel olam is orchestrating this redif. And normally, the redif is part of the bechir of some rasha. In this case, the roidev is not the bechir of some rasha. In this case, the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to make a roidev. Mishamai karadfe. There is a roidev over here, but it's the rabbonu shel made the roidev. Moshlam adavre doime. Rachman alton, a person is on a slope, and an avalanche starts. No, so the avalanche is a roidev. Right, what are you going to do? It just becomes a metaphor. What are you going to do? Right over here, the baby's a roidev. So in this particular case, it's shayach to be matzel nafshi shel nirdav. So Gemara says, as long as the uber's inside, so we do apply the rule of Deichin of Navshi Shal Nirdav Deichin Nashul Roidev. After the baby is born, then we no longer apply the rule of Roidev. Right? Again inside. Mikol Moke. Hold the Loide Nino Lev. Hach the Ain Deichin Nefesh Vipne Nefesh. Havadai. That which we don't say about the mother and the fetus, we don't apply ein deichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Havadei davi din chiyum roidev. That's because the baby's a roidev. Ashal kein lazeu de mehanya ha de mishmai karadfil. And therefore, when we apply the rule that the rebbeinu created the redifus lafkia minei chiyum ze, ashal kein lazeu hu de mehanya ha de mishmai karadfil. But the fact that the Baruch was creating the Redifas, that means that we are not mechuyev now to be matzel nafshe shel nirdav b'nafshe shel roidev. Umemela, the dininen beho dein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. And therefore, since the rule of nafshe shel nirdav doiche, it falls off, so we're back in square one, and that is ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh and mikol mokoyim. Did I skip a line? Umele dainin bei hai de ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Avol mikol mokoyim ikur din roidev vatsolas nirdev loy poka bozeh. But the shame roidev and shame nirdav still in place. Umemela, the hodar dina gabe uber dinidche bifneo eim. And therefore, when it comes to the uber inside the mother, the uber's life does not have the same status as the mother's life. Umishum, the bidina tzolas nirdav have a dina, the uber nidche bifne nefesh hagomor. And when it comes to the din of being matzel nirdav, so the din is that matzilin nafshei shel nirdav v'nefesh haroidev she'inoi gomor. That's what he says. The bedin atzolas nirdav havedina de over nidche, the uber nidche v'pnei nefesh gomor. V'zeud nan the Adshla Yotze Roshay Choydchin Oisai, the Nafshay Nidche, may Etzim Din Roydev, Gambal Loichi Yuva Din Roydev, and even though we have removed some of the status of Roydev because we Shemai Karadfa, nevertheless, we'll say that Nafshay Shel Nirdof is Doiche, Nafshay Shel. Shall Uber, Mashein Kein be Yotzer Roishay Noigin Boy Mishum the Ein Deichen Nefesh Nefesh, Kiim be Tziruf Chiyuv the Roidev. There we do need the din of Roidev to be Deiche Nafshay Vdei Nafshay. V'Hocha Les Bei Hachiyuva Mishum the Mishmaya Karadfalei. So Mishmaya Karadfalei again. So what's Rebbe Chaim saying? The din of Roidev is the din of Doichin Nafshay Shel Nirdav Otu Nafshay Shel. Sorry. Doichin Nafshay Shel Roidev Otu Nafshay Shel Nirdav. That's the din. Right? What do you mean that's the din? Bob Machteris. The Teres Kaveya. The Nignav is the Roidev, the Ganav is the Nignav is the Nirdav. The Nirdav, the Ganav is the Roidev, right? Once the Torah made that Kviyas, right, so the Din of Roidev applies. A person So again, in the regular case of Roidev, so the Maiset Redifa, the rishus of the Roidev, is what creates the Parsha Redifa. And we're saying, Nafshay shall Nirdav Deichen, Nafshay shall Rosh HaRoidev. Good. Then we said, above Machteres, Ganav Gomer is Kir Roidev. Good. Now we're saying, nobody's doing anything wrong. There's a baby who's threatening the mother, but nobody's doing it. There's no Russia. There's no person trying to be ma'ane somebody. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, is Nidan Kiroidev. What's that? Nidan Kiroidev? Nidan Kiroidev means that we say Deichin Nafshe Shel Nirdef Otu Nafshe Shel Roidev. That's the code word. So when we say that the fetus is nidan kinirdav, is nidan kiroidev. Right? What we're saying is that we're applying the rule that in this case, the nafshay, the nefesh of the mother, is doicha, the nefesh of the baby. Not that it's that the nefesh of the baby all of a sudden becomes less valuable than the nefesh of the mother, and therefore pikuach nefesh. No, what we're saying is that when the Torah establishes that the baby is the cause, so to speak, of the death of the projected death, and therefore, since the baby is the cause of the projected death, therefore the baby becomes a roidev, right? As opposed to saying, "I'm not sure what's going to happen. We don't know who the roidev nirdev is." Because Baruch Hu said, "No, we know. You can say that the baby is a roidev." Good. So once you say that, so we should say, "Deichin nafshei shel nirdev otu nafshei shel nirdev deichin nafshei shel roidev." Good. Now, what happens when the baby is born? So, when the baby is born, the mechudish din of roidev falls off, and we're left with the old din of roidev. That's what Reb Chaim says.
And we're left with what?
With the old din of pikuach nefesh, right? Mikol mokayim hodolay deinin alei hach de eidoich nefesh. Havadai davidin chiyuva v'roidev. Asher al kein lezeh huvdimahanya d'shmayikur radfilei. Lafkiya minei chiyuv zeh. What does that mean? So I think that means they lose this, the new din of leisachis. V'shmayikur radfa. We lose the din of leisachis. Lose din of leisachis, what does that mean? We go back to using the regular evaluation of Deichen Nefesh Nefesh. So now, when the baby was inside, we applied the din of Leisachis. When the baby's outside, we don't apply the din of Leisachis. And that's what happens. So I have a mother, I have a baby. I have, the baby is still called the Roidev, but the baby has all the Lochis and Bikoch Nefesh the mother has. So in Deichen Nefesh Nefesh. When the baby's inside, I have a din of leisachis. So therefore, I don't apply the din of ein deichen nefesh b'nei nefesh. Since Reb Chaim says that if I were to say that deichen that. If I were to say that the din of Roidev means that we diminish the status of the Roidev so that I could not distinguish between the baby into the baby outside. But the din of Roidev means that the Torah says Leisachis, I'm telling you not to have Rachmanis in saving the life of the Nirdev. Right? So, the Torah is Mechadesh, a new din. The din of that the Nirdaf has Zuchuyos to be saved beyond the regular din of Pikuach Nefesh. Right? That's the chiyuv of the roidev. That's the chiddush of roidev. So the Torah applies the chiddush of roidev in the case of redifa, in the case of machteres, and in the case of the baby, until the baby is born. So far everything is understood. Now, once the baby is born, so then Reb Chaim says, so then we say, Mishmaya Karanfale. Right? Then we say that this is Tivu Shel Olam. Right? This, the way the Gemara says Mishmaya Karanfale, it means you can't say Leisachis. Because Mishmaya Karanfale. Hasira. Because what I'm supposed to do right now is respond to this new din. The baby's born. So the old din of pikuach nefesh doesn't apply now. I mean, it applies. I can't save it. I can't do anything. Right? Because they both have equal access to the mitzvah pikuach nefesh. So shev al taseh. What about my new din of leisachis? So apparently Reb Chaim says once the baby's born, so then we apply mishmai karadfilei. Then we say that the we can't apply leisachis. What do you mean have leisachis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the redifa right now. Once, as long as the baby's inside, so I don't apply Mishmai Kurbat Filet. Apparently what you have to say is that when the baby is not yet born, you can even say a little bit sharper. Before the baby's born, so the status of the baby is not that clear to us. We do know that the baby has the rights of pikuach nefesh, but is a machloikas, so the baby is seen as a part of the mother being a separate part. So before the baby's born, we know that we can say it's a part of the mother with pikuach nefesh rights. All right, kacha din. However, It's still a part of the mother, and therefore we would say that chaya koyvin. That's the nevroidev. Doichin nafsha shel nirdev, or the nafsha shel roidev. And nafsha shel nirdev, doichin nafsha shel roidev. Once the baby's born, so then we can't say that doichin nafsha shel nirdev, or the nafsha shel roidev. So we can't say doichin nafsha shel nirdev is nafsha shel roidev. Because now, once the baby's born, the baby has not only the rights of pikuach nefesh, but now we will say mishmai kumaradva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a decision right now, whose life is going to win out. So then, at that point, what we're saying is that even though the baby is a roidev, but it's a roidev that does not generate the din, it does not enhance the zechuyos of the nirdev. Normally, once I'm a nirdev, I have new zechuyos. Normally, I have a roidev, I have a nirdev, right? Over here, Rambam is saying, I have a roidev, but I have no nirdev. Because we tivish olaylam. Mishmai karadfilei. There's no nirdev over here. As long as the baby's inside, so I have a roidev and a nirdev. But once the baby's born, so Reb Chaim says that normally a nirdev picks up new zechuyos. No, mishmai karad filet means there's no nirdev. Kadosh Baruch Hu's working these things out. In addition, once the baby is born, so then we'll say, "Ein deichin nefesh mei nefesh." So, then we'll say this is tivei shalayla. So tivei shalayla means, even though the baby's a roidev, but it doesn't change any of the calculus because there's no nirdev over here. So the din, that's mishmai karad filei. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to orchestrate what happens over here. So once we say that the din of that we are now resorting to the regular din of pikuach nefesh, so ain derech and deshmi nefesh. So l'chora, you still have to say in Reb Chaim that there is a change in the status of the uber from pre-birth to post-birth. Right, and the change in the status is what that the you have to say that the uber becomes has picks up new zechuyos. You can say more of a life, more of a chai. You have to say something along those lines. Something has to change in the uber. You can't. That's why I don't see a significant difference in halacha and this nakuda between Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim. All right. So again, so let's just notate the questions. So the end of Rav Chaim is saying that when we say that the baby is a roidev, we mean that we apply the rule of chayel koydman. when we leave out the din of roidev, that means we leave out the din of chayel koydman. Roidev in Rav Chaim's language is the unusual din of deichin nefesh, mipnei nefesh. We are deichin nefesh nefesh. So when the uber is inside, we say deichin. We are deichin nefesh nefesh. When the uber is on the outside, it's still a roidev, but we don't say doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. So in the way that I constructed it, it means that mishamayikur rajvili means there's no real nirdaf over here. A nirdaf means when my hatsolas nefashos is dependent on killing somebody else. That's a nirdaf. A nirdaf is when I will escape this aveira by taking out somebody else. But normally we look at reidif and nirdaf as that if somebody is in pursuit, if somebody's trying to kill me, it's a reidif. I ask them harga to kill them. Right? Over here we're saying that the way to look at it is if I'm a nirdaf, so then I usually have enhanced zuchuyas. Over here, if a person makes it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a person sick. Do you say the person's a nirdaf? Does it give any more zuchuyas? So over here, we're at Zehu Tivei Shaloyla. So in this case, the nirdaf doesn't pick up more zuchuyas. When the baby's inside, this is the nakuda. When the baby's inside, the mother does pick up new zuchuyas. When the baby's on the outside, the mother does not pick up new zuchuyas. As a nirdaf. As the way that the Rabban Shem worked out the world is when the baby's inside, she's like a woman with a machla. So if curing the machla means terminating the Uber, all right. That's part of the zechuyas of the nirdaf. If the baby's on the outside, so then the nirdaf doesn't have a zechus. There's no new zechus. It's two live people. So once they're two live people, so then then there's no parsha of Reidev. So what's bothering everybody is what, according to Rabbi Chaim, what does the Rambam advance over simply saying that the Uber is not alive? Right? That's what's bothering. In other words, Rabbi Chaim's, we explain the Rambam. Every word fits into the Rambam. Chayel, Koyman, because there is a din of loy lochos al nefesh roidev, lefichach we learn from that din that we have that we learn from the din of leisachis that we will have the right to be deicha nefesh, which with the din of pikuach nefesh would not normally allow us to do that. So ubrashi maksha lele. Normally we would say, without the din of leilachos, we would say, can't decide. Mother, baby. Mother, baby. Right? Comes to Chilul Shabbos, same zuchuyas. No. Same zuchuyas as well. Having actually mutar lachtech uber v'meya bein b'samim miyad. Why? V'nei shukir roidev acharei lahorga. Because we are deichin nafshei shel aim. Because nafshei shel aim was deichin nafshei of the uber. V'im mishahoytzi roishoy. A Neugen boy. Why Neugen boy? Because they have a general din. Ain't Deich in Nefesh. Nefesh. Vizel Tivishal Oila. Mishmai Karadfa. She's not a Nirdaf. This gives me a new din that when I want to save the Nirdaf, I have no Rachmanas in the Reidif. This new din allows me to see the uber as a roidev, and therefore leilachis, the normal rachmanis I have on a person, I don't have to have to say the nirdev. However, mishoitzis roishai, so then we no longer have leilachis. If you know leilachis, then you say dechin nefesh nefesh. Then you say chayez not koyven, right? Now, why don't I have leisachis over here? Because the Rebbeinu Shem is orchestrating over here two lives, and we don't have the in this particular case where someone is going to die. We don't have the zechus to determine who's going to die. That's tivish alayla. All right. So every word fits in beautifully. What's bothering us? What's bothering us is that after he said everything, why did the Rambam decide that he wants to call the baby a roidev and then say the baby loses the zechuyas of the roidev? Why don't we just say, why did the Rambam leave it alone? Chayel koidman, deichin nefesh, mei nefesh, why don't you leave it alone? The baby doesn't have the zechuyas of the mother. End of story.
Does that mean that the baby's nothing? The baby can't be nothing because we say by Yom Kippur.
I think that's what the Rambam gains, right? In other words, what's bothering us is why don't we simply say not a complete nefesh? What does the Rambam gain by saying complete nefesh in many halachas, but not in this halach? So what Lezer Meir is saying is that the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, wants to explain to us that we should not deduce from here that it's a reduced nefesh and kol Torah kula. The uber does have the rights of pikuach nefesh and kol Torah kula. Right. In other words, if we look at the din of Uber per se, and that's why Reb Chaim's approach is very, very similar to Reb Moshe's approach. If we look at the din of Uber per se, if we learn Bikias, we say Uber inside the mother. Mother takes precedent. Chayel koyman l'chayel. Why? Because she's real alive. He's not really alive. All right? Baby's out. Really alive. All right? If you say, pashtus, the baby's life is just not the same as the mother's life. So it comes to a head when we have to save one or the other. But let's say we're not saving the mother's life. Let's say we're saving the mother from tremendous embarrassment of having given birth to a mamzer. Let's say, was that? Yeah. Let's say we're saving the mother of tremendous agmas nefesh going down the road because the baby's not going to be well. All right. So then, the baby is not a full-fledged baby. So then, there's room to move, right? But Rambam apparently said no. Rambam says it's not pshat. The pshat is not that her life is more valuable than his life, than the Uber's life. Rambam saying from the dinner, if I become Mechal Shabbos, so that's a life. All right? I guess that's what Moshe says that.
Even in a relative sense?
That's the way.
It's so hard to say that.
Hold on a second. Many poskim would say what you're saying. Most poskim, I think, who do not accept Reb Moshe's approach or Reb Chaim's approach, most poskim would say that the Mechal Shabbos for an Uber is not a way of evaluating position of life or at all. As most of us would say, we are. We say the following: "Ladi is daiti." The way that most of us would say is that when it comes to an Uber, we apply the rule of Machalan Alav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishm Shabbos Atarbe. In other words, the value, the life of the Uber, the way many posts will say it, is potential life. So it's not alive yet, but it's going to be alive. So I'm allowed to be Machal Shabbos for potential life. The whole din of Pikach Nevesh Deicha is based on V'chai Bohem Mutav Shechal Shabbos Achas V'yishu Shabbos Harbe. So once I have that logic, what does it matter if the guy's alive or the guy's an Uber? The same logic applies. Be Machal Shabbos for the Uber, because you're going to get many, many more Shabbos out of this Uber for the Uber if you're Machal Shabbos right now. So in other words, L'niyaz Daiti Pikuach Nefesh is not a litmus test for chiyus. And that's how I think most people unravel Rav Moshe's raya. Rav Moshe's Machal Shabbos, that means the person's alive. You can't say, I'm going to Machal Shabbos, I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur, and then discuss any reason at all for terminating the baby's life except for Raydev. Otherwise, you can't discuss it. All right? However, and that's the opposite of Rav Chaim as well. The alternative is to say, the two alternatives. But one alternative to say is, Pikuach Nefesh, Deiche Shabbos, even if not a Nefesh Gomer. It's a future Nefesh. It'll be Deiche Shabbos. Because I have many more Shabbos, Deiche Yom Kippur. Right? It can be a lower level Nefesh. For Pikuach Nefesh, it's the ultimate Nefesh that's being Deiche Shabbos. Not today's Nefesh, it's being Deiche Shabbos. That's the Lashon. Mutim Shalom Shabbos. So Pikuach Nefesh is determined by potential. It's not a raya for what's happening right now. Raydev, the Gemara says, is determined by right now. Right now, I have to save somebody's life. So right now, I have to say, am I Deichen Nefesh min Nefesh? Am I Deichen Nefesh that's here for a possible future Nefesh? Rav Chaim would say, the reason why you can't use the general rule of Pikuach Nefesh, because it's, and now I'm taking Rechaim a step further. Now Rechaim doesn't say this, but to try to help us understand it, is because when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, I'm not looking by Sharusham. I'm looking at what's going to be in the future. When it comes to right, I have to look at what's happening right now. I have to make a decision. The third party is going to terminate a person's life right now. Future, who knows what the future is? So, Rav Chaim would say, this is a different din. Of course, not the same din. It has to be a different din. Leisam el adam reyecha is the din of, I can be even machnes atzmi, according to some, the suffix sakon of the person's body sakon. We see there's a different v'chayim is a different din. That's what v'chayim would say. But when it comes to the din of roidev, so I'm not looking at what's going to be in a few years from now, because from that perspective, how do I know? Right? Hold on. But I'm looking at right now. Right now, the roidev either is lost. Let's say leisachis. It's a different din. It's a different mechanic. Right now, either the Raydef loses a schus, or the Nirdef picks up a schus. In other words, what Rav Chaim says is, I have a general din of Ein Deichen Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. That's as long as the two are disconnected. If I have to make a decision between Reuben and Shimon, limited resources. Right? The Gemara in Bamitzia. Ben Pukun Rabbi Kiva, Ein Deichen Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. But when the two are in conflict with each other, then the Torah says, no, then we have a new din. What's the new din? Leisachis. What's Leisachis teach me? So it teaches me that in Rav Chaim's language, the Nirdav picks up new zchuyas. Deichen, nafshu shel roidim v'shem nafshu shel Nirdav. Rav Chaim says, so when I have an Uber, then the Torah allows me to apply that rule of kachiru chachomim. Chazal explained to us, when I have an Uber, so then I say that the Nirdav picks up a zchus. And I'm allowed to terminate, and my interest in saving the Nirdav's life allows me to terminate a future life. But once the baby is born, so then Mishmai Karatfalei, right? Rav Chaim would say, I still have a, if I have a brother, two mitzvahs, I still have a brother. But Mishmai Karatfalei means that the Nirdav doesn't pick up any zchuyas. No new zchuyas. That's why Rav Chaim, that's what the Rambam says. Timishal Olam. Ein Dechen Nefshmei Nefesh. Right? So again, what bothers us is, why did Rav Chaim have to go through this elaborate, what does he gain? So L'chari gains is that the Nefesh of the Uber, when the Uber is inside, is not really diminished at all. It's the Nefesh of the Nirdav that is as great as Chuyas vis-a-vis the Nefesh of the Nirdav. That's how the Suya is supposed to be understood. The Uber's rights to life are untampered. Right? The Uber has the same rights to life before and after. That's right, the Briskos were always very, very strict in any form of abortion, because of the Sefer Chaim. Rav Moshe is a different Mahalach. But again, if the more classic poskim, they say this is a Rambam Shita. And it's a beautiful Shita, we understand it very, very well. But at the end of the day, this is not the Pashas of the Sugya. Right? The Pashas of the Sugya is that Nafshe Shel Uber is not the same status as Nafshe Shel the mother. And once you say that, so then that opens up the conversation was at a different level, so then let's see what the tzarech is. That's why, okay? Good. Yeah.
I did mention that Basher Sham for what's it called?